Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching you can trust.
Amen. Persist in the good. Remember that we started this subject recently, and I want to continue it for all those who want to follow. And the Lord gave this to me in one of my times with the Lord, inquiring about revelation and guidance about situations that were that needed to be done. And he gave me persist in the good, and he gave me 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, this is our Bible verse that he gave us, but you must continue the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from who learned them. And we saw that the word persist is to maintain without interruption, maintain in a way of expectation, remain stable, fixed, perdure, abide. That's what you and I have to do. Paul told Timothy, you must continue. Don't focus in what has been said, in the problems, in the circumstances, or what's happening in what's going on in the natural, but persist and continue with what you have learned. Remember, I told you that the Lord guided me in the years that we were, taught by Arnoldo Gutierrez, that he is now in heaven. The Lord brought to my memory everything we have learned from him, the principles from the kingdom, the fundamentals, basics. And it reminded me how Paul told Timothy, continue in which you have learned and been assured of. That brought a conviction in my heart to continue to continue doing what we have been taught, to be persistent in the prayer, establishing the promises of the Lord, the kingdom in our lives. Persist means to maintain without interruption or condition, to allow and remain in a place, to abide in or remain stable or fixed or perdure. It's not a little bit of time. It's a lot of time to maintain. For you and I that have been taught the principles, it's not one day yes, one day no, or when we want to, we feel it. I'm thankful that faith has nothing to do with feelings, emotions, that faith is based on what the Word says. That's our foundation. And if we stand firm and persist that foundation of the Word, we know that the Word of God will manifest itself. What we are believing also, persist and remain, don't give up. Paul insists to Timothy, you must continue. You must continue. You must continue. You must. You must continue. So whether you read it in English or you read it in Spanish, the Lord is telling you, continue, persist. Continue, persist in the Word. Even though the Word looks like everything's not going good, continue and confess the promises, walking by faith, establishing the kingdom of God, walking in love, because faith walks by love. So when we persist, when Paul reminded Timothy, remember from who you learned. Timothy had examples. He had Paul, whom to follow. So you and I have example. That's why the Lord brought to memory what we learned with Arnoldo Gutierrez. How many times we sat in a table with him. Any place we were, it was always the word. I remember in occasions, and mostly Saturday, my husband could call him 6 or 7 p.m. on a Saturday to say hello, because we were always in contact with him. And I would tease my husband, you know, in a silly way. You ask the pastor something, and he always tells you, go to Genesis, and he always ended in Apocalypse. And it was hours, hours of being on the phone. Or when he called me, or when Pastor Arnoldo called my husband showed me, to show me the screen, who it is, and I would say, see you tomorrow, because I knew it was after midnight that they would finish, and the next day we had church. But they took their time. They persisted. So when Paul told him, persist on what you have been taught and have been assured of, there is a conviction in your heart, knowing from who you have learned. So we saw example from our pastor. We saw testimony. We saw how he had applied the word and it had worked. We could sit down at the table and listen to the same stories, one after another. And when we saw each other days later, would tell us the same stories. And for us, it's like if to them for the first time. And even though we knew them by memory, we received them as it was the first time, because they continue ministering our heart. We did little what we. And that's what the Lord was telling to memory. Persist. Maybe in this moment you don't know what to do. You don't have the answer. But persist in prayer. Continue in declaring the word. Continue in what you know. In that stand. Now I tell you. Now you persist and continue what you're doing in the word. But make sure it's in the word. Don't continue in growing farther from the Lord or setting the Lord in a lower way. Stand. But make sure it's in. He is the first priority. Continue establishing the word as your priority. Continue taking time to pray in time. You can make confessions of faith and take your devotional time, but connect spirit, body, and soul with those confessions, because many can confess verse after verse after verse, and they know it by memory, but it hasn't become flesh of their flesh and bone of their bone. The sensory knowledge, how we know, how we get to know the multiplications 1 by 2, 4 by 2, and we could say them one after, because it was memory. And it's true, we won't forget them. Our teachers would make us practice and practice. But not every day we apply 2 by 2 or 3 by 3. How many of you apply algebra every day? No. How is it my fault that the letters can't find their own value? But every day we can continue walking by faith. We can't forget that. Because just by faith we'll live. It has to be the heart. It's good that you have daily confessions. My husband has told you we have our own confessions. I have my own confessions. And when we do them, we connect our spirit, body, and soul to those. We're setting an attention to what is coming out from our mouths, because it's connecting to our heart. receive them, we continue in them. So then it doesn't become difficult to learn to listen to the voice of the Lord. Maybe you say, I've been praying for the same thing for years and I don't have an answer. Persist. It's not you. It's not the Lord talking to you. He always speaks to us. And it could be a reason that something is obstructing you to listen or distinguish the voice. Maybe daily tasks, distractions that we have constantly. Maybe we're not connecting our full selves to the Lord or not continuing in that prayer, in that believing that we are receiving. Amen? Persist, continue forward. What is persist? Remain. To remain in a position to abide, to endure without yielding, to remain stable or fixed, state, to perdure. Glory to God for that. The Lord is telling us not to give up, telling us to continue. Continue, persist. To persist. When Paul told Timothy, remain to maintain without interruption a condition of action, allowed to remain. I think we have them up. Put them up. To remain, to abide, or endure, remain in stable, fixed state, to maintain for a long time. That's what continue or persist. Why am I repeating it? Because it's surprising how someone can forget a principle when it's not being practiced. We can forget it because we're focused on something. We're distracted by other things that we forget. When the Lord told me to continue in the good, I told him, show him to me in the word. Where is that foundation? Immediately took me to this verse. He gave it to me strong and firm. So I don't have an excuse to say I didn't listen to the Lord. And now it says, you continue. Who has to remain? Who has to remain in a stable or fixed state? Who has to continue? Who has to perform? Who has to remain during time? And us, me, you, say me, us. Many times, God, what they do is they go to the Lord and they want an answer and praying and believing the Lord, but indirectly, they're expecting the Lord to do everything. They're believing for something, but they want the Lord to do anything. They want the Lord to make them remain. They want the Lord to make them expecting. To the Lord, have us continue. But it's us who has to do it. How? How do we do it? Spending time in the Word. Meditating in the Word. Congregating in the Word. Doing what is written in the Word. Persist you what you have learned. If someone tells you, what have you learned? What have you learned in the Word? What would you answer? Because it's good to know what we have learned. I told you recently, the Lord brought to my memory what we have learned. And I told them the principles of faith, right? I can be more specific. Walk in love. How do we walk in love? There's examples on how to walk by love. My point is, what do we answer? Are you completely sure? Were you persuaded? Are you fully convinced of what you have learned? Are you fully convinced that if it's by faith, you cannot see, the promises, how it's you that has to walk by faith. Promises have been given, but it's us who brings them to manifestation in our life. Are you fully convinced that it's not God that's the problem? If we don't see the promises of God in our lives, not the Lord's fault, because there has been a lack of communication with our faith and what has been provided. So we have to adjust our heart, our minds, and see and find what we have not considered. Maybe you have become weary of not seeing what you wanted. But the Lord tells us, continue what you have been taught. Continue, persist. Persist in confessing the word and believing that by the stripes of Jesus we're healed. Persist in knowing that the word of God is medicine to our bodies. And persist in knowing that the Lord, knowing that the Lord is with you. Continue knowing that the Lord is strength. Amen. Persist knowing that faith has nothing to do with feelings. And when feelings want to come, and those emotions want to come and perturb what we want to believe, we're going to cancel them and we're going to say, no, this is not from the Lord. According to the Lord, me, my human spirit, reborn again, created, Christ, can dominate and control my thoughts and emotions. I can walk by faith with the authority of Jesus. So easy. It's so easy as confessing it. And it's so powerful as confessing it and believing it. So that's where it's important to make decisions of quality that are in line with the word. Let's go over to Galatians 6. No, before that, over to chapter 1, verse 7. Titus 1, 7. Do you have it? Titus 1, 7. For a bishop must be blameless, or the supervisor and overseer, or one of our leaders. Or I'm using these definitions or words because all of us at one point, at one way or another, are leaders. How many of you here are parents who are a leader? How many of you are a mother? You are a leader. How many of you are directors in your job, have a supervision job? You're a leader. What I'm emphasizing in is, it speaks as a bishop in the body of God. It's also seeing about an overseer, someone who supervises, a leader. As parents were leaders. In fact, we supervise our own lives. So here are the foundations of how we should do it. Because for a bishop must be, the supervisor must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled. Look what 9 says, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may able be sound by doctrine, both to exhort and those who contradict. And here what it says, holding fast, is to maintain or keep close. to maintain or keep close something for themselves, to retain, to holding fast. 9, where it says holding fast the faithful word. We can connect it to persist, maintain, continue, or to keep something for themselves. And it says holding fast the faithful word. Someone who keeps word. So you and I need to give testimony that the word is in us, that we are keepers of the word. If you and I are holding fast, it'll show, because we'll act on it. Because here it's telling us what not to be and what to be as leaders and supervisors, those who guide something, our lives. And it's perfect. Because as children of God, it's our responsibility to guide our own lives according to the word of God and give example of it. So each of God must be holding fast, faithful to the word. Someone who guards and keeps the word of God. Example. Amen. You, for the Lord, we should be that. Must be that. Give testimony of it. But what can I do to retain the word? It's so easy. To continue doing what we have been taught. To keep confessing. And keep working on what we have been taught. Because if there is a conviction in your heart, you know in your heart that what you have received and you have been taught, it needs to show in our lives. There needs to be a fruit of it. Because it's not the word. If Paul told Timothy, continue, because there something is coming after continuing. Because there is a after it. He didn't say it just because. He didn't say just hold on to it just because. He said continue. Eventually, and you'll see the glory. Because we can believe what the Bible says. Have I not told you? If you believe, you will see the glory. If we continue believing, we're going to see our rewards and manifestation of believing. But continue forward. It's right that on some occasions, there are difficult situations in a believer's life. But it is true, and it's a truth that is superior. And those facts can be changed to the word. It's true that the Lord has given us authority over all authority of evil. In fact, He has given you authority to take control over your own life. It says, hold fast of the faithful word, self-controlled. We can hold authority in our own lives. If your body has been the issue that you fail in walking by faith, it's time for you to take control of your own body. Maybe it starts by eating uncontrollably. It starts by taking control. Maybe your thoughts have been agonizing, but those thoughts do not come from the Lord. It's you who needs to take authority over them. Satan is not omniscient. He doesn't know everything. Only the Lord knows everything. The devil isn't omnipotent, and Satan omnipresent. Only the Lord is omnipresent. So Satan doesn't know what you are thinking unless you say it. If he knows what you are thinking, that means it's because you're speaking too much. If he knows too much about you, it's because you say it. He can't know unless you speak. So, that's why we have authority over our thoughts. He gave us that authority. Those negative thoughts or those toxic thoughts don't come from the Lord. The Lord has given us the authority over them. Go over to 2 chapter 2, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. I want to show you that Satan doesn't know and has no authority over your thoughts. You. 2 Corinthians 3:10. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war against the world. The weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have a divine power to establish the demons' strongholds. Verse 5. We demolish arguments on every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Who is Christ? The Word. And who has to bring those thoughts into control? And who does that? Me. Speaking what the Word says. Remember, Satan isn't omniscient. He can influence thoughts. If you are in fear, if you are in doubt, or he can influence, but he can't make you. And if those thoughts come, you who has the authority through Jesus to cast them out, speaking, it says taking, when we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So when we speak the word, those thoughts are canceled because we hold them captive. So the more we speak, I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm afraid. It's too much. When am I going to get out of this? You see, many children of God, it's what they say. And they persist, but in the bad. They persist in speaking what they feel, the circumstances, and that's what comes to them. So if you persist speaking what the word says, you're going to see great, great things. Marvelous things from the Lord. The Lord wants you to continue firm in what His Word says, not in what we are seeing, not in what we are feeling, not in what we are thinking. Remember, if your thoughts are not in line with the Word, it's you who can cancel them out. 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Stand firm. Stand firm. Stay with me. Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain, knowing that we maintain in His promises, there will be a reward. Amen? But it's you who has to be firm and constant. To be firm and constant. Tells you right there. Therefore, my dear brothers, sisters, stand firm. But what if you don't feel like being standing firm? Do it. If the feelings come, He doesn't even mention our emotions. It says, be steadfast, unmovable. It's what you have to understand, that if you are firm and understanding and continue growing, then the labor that you do cannot be vain. You have to understand that you are the ones who are going to receive reward by maintaining firm and about that revelation. Amen. It's you who has to remain firm, always firm, constant. Amen. First Timothy 6:12. Here's another advice that Paul gave to. And this is the first letter. Our foundation verse is in second, but in this first letter, Paul tells Timothy, fight the good fight. Faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of the faith. Good fight. It's a good fight because Jesus won it for you and I. What we have to do is firm and constant. Victory is ours, but we have to be firm and constant so that the enemy doesn't gain ground in our lives with fear. And sometimes people grow weary because they don't see a quick manifestation. Maybe you open more doors. Maybe it's an attack. But if you don't stand firm, neither or the other will leave. Because you open doors or the attack. If you open doors, you can change your ways and renew your minds and be firm and constant. And if it's an attack, with more reason, you stay firm and constant. Because the Lord is the one who helps us. He is the one who's with us. Fight the good fight of faith. Persist in what you have learned. We can connect those two verses. Fight the good fight. And continue in what you have been taught. Wherever you see it. Both things tell us it's us who have to make firm. We can set our eyes in the author and consumer of our faith. And we need to connect our spirit. When we connect our spirit, body and soul, the peace of the Lord invades our heart, and we could be crumbling down. The world, there could be problems around you, but you could be firm and constant in the Word, and the Lord will give you the answer. He's going to give you strength. He's going to exalt you. He's going to give you that answer. Understand? To remain and continue, we keep growing. You're going to see growth in your lives, and it's all inside out. Now, maybe now fear doesn't control you, or doubt doesn't control you because you've been renewing your mind. But to renew your mind, you need to set your eyes on the Lord, and your confidence in the Lord will grow. If you don't spend time with the Lord and you don't know Him, it's impossible for you to walk the peace the Lord has for you, because you're not going to trust. You don't want to trust in your own strength. We can go to the Lord. He has the answer for us. He's the one. He's our helper. Galatians 6, 7. To persevere and persist till the end. Matthew 24, 13. Matthew 24:13. To persevere. There's people who persevere in speaking sin, and they continue in sin, and they see those results. Because you can do it, you can switch it to negative too, because it's good or bad. If you keep speaking tiredness, that's what you're going to live. If you keep speaking strength, that's what you're going to receive. Faith comes by hearing, but doubt also. Faith comes by hearing, but fear also. Doubt also comes by the hearing. The Lord said, careful watch on what you hear, because the more we hear something, eventually we'll speak it. And if we speak it, it turns good. And seed brings harvest. Galatians 6. Not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. For whatever man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows in the flesh will of the flesh reap. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Let us not grow weary in doing good, doing what we have learned, to keep fighting the good fight of the faith, because due season we will harvest if we do not lose heart, if we don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. In due time, it will come. Look what 8 says. For it be for the flesh or spirit we sow. If we persist in the flesh or we persist in the spirit. Me, I persist in the things of the spirit. Because I want to of everlasting life. And this is the everlasting life. That they know you only God. I want to, in His bountifulness here on earth, I want to enjoy His blessings here on earth. I want to enjoy His love here on earth. I want to enjoy His benefits here on earth. If He says He has set me by hand, I want to enjoy that victory here. If He tells me that I am blessed in my outing or coming, that I want to be blessed here in earth. If He says that you give blessing to the works of my hand, I want to see that blessing here in this time. So, I'm going to towards here. I'm going to sow for the Spirit. I'm going to persist where it says. The Lord wants the best for you. is not going to make you. And I think we're in a good time to make a decision and set a compromise with the Lord. And it's not because we're going to finish one year and begin another one and make our New Year's resolutions and set goals and all those things that are good if we do them and put them into motion. But in occasions, when a date comes near of importance, we hurry up and do things. When people are going on vacation, they hurry up to pay their invoices and clean the house and prepare this or that to leave everything in order because they're going on vacation. There's people that don't even care and leave a mess. But statistics say because an important day is coming for them. So for many, the new year is something that's exciting. As soon as the new year begins, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go on a diet. And it's been 10 years that I'm going to do a diet. I've been doing it for 10 years, but I'm going to do another one. And there's statistics that by the second or third week of January, the goals are finished. They start going downhill again. The resolutions for New Year's and goodbye diets and everything else. And beginning the year, I'm going to pray more. Persist. Continue. Continue. You want to see results? Continue. You want to see blessing? Continue in the word. Yeah. Some people are very determined. In their flesh, they're determined. And they're going to lose weight because they're going to lose weight. They set a goal and they're going to get it. Doesn't matter how much it costs. But what about godly things? It's good to be disciplined. But why not turn that determination to the things of the Lord? What it's really going to benefit us. Because it's what we're going to reap from the Spirit. And in the Spirit, there are marvelous things that the Lord wants to show us that is going to take us to a higher level. It's not just another year. Imagine we're at December 26th, 2024. Imagine yourselves. How do you want to be on December 26th, 2025? You say, Sister Novi, it's a lot of time. That's what we said last year, and now it's here. And remember I told you, ask yourselves. I remember I told you, it's here. How do you want to be? You want to grow more spiritual? Or you want to be the same? You want to keep growing, going from glory to glory and victory, and not just be a saying, or really want to live it? Or your year has been marvelous and you don't want to change it. But you know what? Even if your year has been marvelous, the Lord wants to see marvelous things. But to obtain them, the way of God, we have to continue in the Word. We can do it. And the Lord gives us that ability. And He doesn't say, hold on. He says, persist in what you have been taught. Because those foundations of the Word are the ones who are going to hold you. Are going to help you to get through those situations and to get out of those and to come out more than conquerors. And the Lord's giving us strength. We keep growing in the Spirit. So the more we mature in the Spirit, we keep obtaining a higher confidence to the Lord. And we realize that if He helped us in one thing, He'll help us in another. And if we're coming across a situation, He'll help. He helped us in the past. He's going to help us there. And as I'm growing, because I keep on persisting, now I'm stronger in the Lord. I've grown stronger in the Lord. It's always back to the Lord. Not us. It's the Lord. The Lord. Always the Lord and His word. always the Lord and his fidelity and his favor and his love for us. Always the Lord honoring us. Proverbs 3. I want to come past this point again. Proverbs. Honor the Lord with your goods. Honor the Lord with your possessions. The word honor is also respect and trust. Honor the Lord your possessions and with the fruits of all your increases, where we can say and trust the Lord with your, we honor him and we trust that he watches over our possessions and the first fruits of all our increase. The Lord wants to hold that for you and take and for us to have this on earth so that the Lord may have something to take care of. We need to honor him with our first fruits and honor him with our. I was having a report before church service began, and all the percentage, and there was a percentage how people stay and watch the teaching, but when offerings come, there's so many people who leave the live. And the thing is, I mean, I'm talking only the Lord. They cause themselves harm. Not for the church, because they're always the same financial. Because if I don't believe in giving, then I have nothing. Then one of the characteristics of faith is that you are. And that's something that Sister Mireille always talks about, guarding your heart, about saying and confessing your heart. It's a special of the series. It's things that the Lord has taught. We started faith that you came with us, that we weren't married. That you came with me, yes, that I would pick you up. And others, you come with me. And I said it like that because we lived together, we were intimate together. And I'm giving our testimony, your testimony and mine. And I'm going to always continue saying it. Because I'm always going to give glory to God. But now we don't want to say the truth. Afraid to offend sometimes. So when I began speaking these things, I started teaching and confession what I had learned. And that had helped me become depression free. But these points that I'm going to speak later, there are special characteristics and details. And one of them is that faith is transferable by association and teaching. But others is faith keeps the heart, guards the heart. If I don't have money, I stay there and ask the Lord that godly anointing, you say, I want seed. I don't make a fool of myself by going to the hallway or waiting for the servants to it. That's why the Lord doesn't Christians honor him. I don't go hiding to the bathroom. I mean, we still keep going. The Lord provides. And you know who are have partners who are generous, are believing the Lord, or businesses that will make them millionaires because art is different. We spoke to one last week, and the plans the Lord has given him are astonishing. Why will they stay behind? God is the same because it's the heart of the person. And it's not just getting money from people because we're never asking for anything. But why do some promise, not others? And it's about honoring the Lord and trusting the Lord and respecting him. If we sow our financial seed and we give our offerings, we need to do it with a trust in the Lord that he's going to take care of our goods, that he's going to be in charge of us. Psalms 34:10. Open your Bible, search for it. Remember, it's really important that we meditate. Psalms 34:10. The young lions and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Look how we can get in new translation. Psalms 34:10. Even strong lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Those who trust in the Lord, so we can connect Proverbs 3:9 and Psalms 34:10. Honor the Lord with your possessions and trust him with your goods, and nothing, and you shall not lack anything. We've been learning about honoring the Lord. This is part of being honoring. Our heart is in the kingdom. The kingdom takes care of us. Receive this word. Even strong and young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord lack nothing. They will not lack any good thing. Trust and honor the Lord with goods. He's the one who supplies. He's the one who provides. He's the one who heals. How can you not trust the Lord? Many don't trust because they don't know him. They don't know him because they don't spend time. They don't spend time with him because it's not a priority. Until it's not a priority, then you won't start seeing big things in your lives. Be on your feet, right? Give glory to God, because you and I, we do trust the Lord. And his promise is that we shall not lack any good thing, that we will not be lacking in anything. We will not lack anything. Glory to God. He is good with us. He wants to keep honoring us, but he also requires honor. He exalts the Lord. He exalts those who exalt him. So let's speak with our actions. Let's speak with our actions that we trust the Lord. He gives seed to the one who sows. If you don't see yourself as a sower and you don't act like a sower, you won't have seed. Even if that promise is there, for you to receive seed, you need to have in your heart that you are a sower, and then act on that, and that seed will come. Trust the Lord and it will come. Lord, we give you thanks for we have the opportunity to present our offerings, to present our tithes as honoring you, because our trust is set on you. Because in all this year, Lord, even though there have been circumstances and difficult things in our lives, you have been with us. It's been you who has been our helper. It's been you who has provided everything. When things seem impossible, it's you. It's our faith. Our faith stood firm as seeing the invisible. It's you who intervened in those situations. It was you who guided us. It was you who corrected us. It was you. Our confidence is in you. I speak blessing over every offering, every tithe being presented. I speak a multiplication in that financial seed. Every offering that is being presented is multiplied by a hundredfold, abundant. And it comes back abundantly to your children. We give thanks. We honor you with it. And we trust completely in you. And we honor you. We adore you, for you have been good with us. I bless each and one of my brothers and sisters. Every partner of this ministry is blessed. And I speak the favor of God over each and one of them. The favor of God to prosper. Favor of God that opens doors. The favor of God that surrounds them with a shield. Be exalted, Lord. We worship you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Were you ministered and were you fed with the word of God? Then we give you the opportunity do so online tonight, or in this day, or whenever you are listening to us. The Word of God says in Galatians 6, verse 6 and 7, let him who is taught the Word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. In those same verses, but in the New Living Translation, those who are taught the Word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. So in this case, we are speaking of Word of Faith Ministries, which teaches you the Word. Now, verse 7, New Living Translation, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. So when a person is constantly fed with the Word of God, they should respond. Why? Because it is good for you. This is good for you. This is good for you yourself, because when you sow the word out of thankfulness, then you will reap. And at the same time, you help us, or you help that person who is being fed, in this case, from Word of Faith Ministries, to be taken farther. If Word of Faith Ministries does not feed you spiritually, then pray to the Lord to direct you or someone else and to another ministry to where you can be fed. But from where you are fed, the honorable is that you sow in that word. The Bible says that God gives to the sower. There is no such thing as, oh, I don't have or I can't. That's true. The Bible says that God gives seed to the sower and bread for food. So if you start believing by faith, the laws of faith are, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask seed to sow. I believe that I receive it and thank you for it. And from then on, every single day, thank you, Father, that you give me seed to sow. Miraculously, God will provide seed. We've lived it for those who believe in this. We've lived it time and time again, and we've experienced it time and time again. I agree with you in this day, in the moment of sowing. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for those who will participate in going and reaping. I call an abundant harvest, a hundredfold return. We believe we receive this in agreement in prayer. Thank you. Thank you that your word is true. And thank you that we see prosperity in the lives of your children, in those who will sow, in those who will give. In this moment, we thank you. And we agree, and you know what? Nothing. You will lack nothing. And not only you will lack nothing, you will come out of debt. Not only will you come out of debt, you will prosper in the way of God. You will prosper according to the way of God. When that harvest comes now, be wise. Seek wisdom. Don't spend. Get out of debt. God wants you free of debt. And he wants you very prosperous to finance the gospel of the kingdom. God bless you greatly.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.
Be the first to be notified of our latest streamings by subscribing to our YouTube channel, Word of Faith Ministries. Don't forget to like, comment, and share.